Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, honey. Listen, it's the weekend, honey, child, and I know you've been waiting for the weekend, baby. So it's a great goose kind of weekend. Yes, it is October 8, 2021, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. It's the Eastern Standard Time Zone that rocks my socks out, honey. And you know I must push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Listen, I got the baddest working team on the planet. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are based in African Hornet. They the hardest working team all over the planet. Yes, indeed. Now, check this out. I want y'all to go to iHeartRadio.com. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give the page a follow. Now, look. We all on Facebook every day, all day, catching the daily news, baby. It's like we ain't got nothing else to do in the universe but sit on Facebook. But look, while we on Facebook, honey, do me a favor. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. And when the page comes up, give it a like. Please give it a like, and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Check this out, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Got a special promotion going on. Yeah. Check it out. I got Van up in the house. Van's in the house, baby. And Brandon Hamilton, honey, I got some all-star superstars up in the house. Not only that, y'all know I've been stirred up, because the Platinum Program is about to roll out. Yeah. The treasure hunt is over, and you know why. Now, y'all know I've been talking about Snoop Dogg, told y'all the treasure hunt was on, told y'all to find the numbers and the digits, but honey, listen, y'all know something really fantastic and great came out of that, the Platinum Program. Listen, y'all been asking about hookups and different things like that, sending emails and reaching out. But honey, now the answer has arrived. Honey, something fantastic has happened. Listen. The Platinum Program is going to roll out for you guys, y'all that's been asking for so many different things in regard to your music. Now, the Platinum Program is going to have individuals in the program sitting around the round table, individuals that have Grammy Awards, yeah, people in the music entertainment industry for years. Yes, those have received Grammy nominations and awards. Honey, let me tell you something. They're going to be checking out your music and everything. Honey, yes, indeed, the Boss Sauce is in the house. You know why? You know why the Boss Sauce is in the house. Listen. All right, now, so the team is coming together for the Platinum Program, and y'all know I'm super excited, and it's not about trying to cash in for some big old cash payday. Baby, it ain't about that. It's about helping artists, you, the entertainers, and the musicians to get to the next stage of exposure in your music so you can get to what you want to get to. You know what I mean? That's exposure for your music and help you to reach your goals, what you want to do, and that's make more music. And the way that you do that, to have feedback and critique from people in the industry, people, y'all know that's on special teams and specially qualified. Can't drop no names right now, but baby, the Platinum team is on the Platinum Program. So listen, this is the way it's going to work. The Platinum Program, you will have to enroll, okay? So what you have to do is submit your bio, your music, your headshots. We take a listen to what you got, read your bio, check it out, pass it through the team. The Platinum team is made up of those in the music industry and entertainment who have received Grammy Awards for their music. Oh, my God. So they're going to check you out, feedback and critique, and honey, make the selection from there, and then it is on like Donkey Kong and King Kong, baby. Now, listen, I got a special promotion going on today. Brendan Hamilton, yeah, and Van got some good stuff, got some good music for you to check out. Oh, my God, it is just delicious around here. Who would be excited? Something to help you guys get some more media attention and some more exposure. Oh, my God, my God, my God. So, listen, I got promotion. Brendan Hamilton and Van, I'm going to play their music. So, Van has some music. Let me tell you about Van. A singer and songwriter producer, okay? He's writing songs about unanswered questions, unresearchable love for someone he has lost in the past. So really, he's writing about his experience with love. He's lost a love in the past, and he's just putting it to music. And that's what we do. We put our experiences to music. Yeah. So we can relate to what he's talking about. We can relate to what he's singing about. Indeed, we've all been lost loves in the past. And so with his music, he's just expressing himself. He's expressing what he has experienced in the past. And so the first song that's coming up is called Lost Love. Okay, so I want y'all to take a list. I want y'all to check it out. Okay, so check this out.
Everybody needs love. Everybody wants love.
Mr. DJ, we're talking about Mr. Van. Okay, now this song is Loving You So. Check it out, Loving You So. Take a listen.
I'm gonna give you all I can do. It's never enough for you all of mine. I can never go to Mars, not thrown in time. And I know I'm not meant to perfect, but at least I can show you I'm worth it. Hold on, I can show you and all I can do for it. All that I want to, love for me to deserve it. Yeah, yeah. I'm on a hill, it's all I wanna know. I'm on a hill, it's all I wanna do.
hey, that's loving you so, by Van. Loving you so. Now, I told y'all he's writing from experience. He's writing songs about unanswered and unresearchable love for someone from his past, So that's what he's doing. He expressed himself through his music, and that's what we do. That's what artists do. You know, it's like we are a brotherhood. We're a sisterhood. We're all connected. We really are. We are connected. Artists are all connected. We really are. No matter what genre of music that you play in, no matter if you rip a hip-hop, you know, I like to say it, what they call it, trap music, trap rap. So anyway, we all connected. Whether you do hip-hop, whether you do rap, whether you do R&B, whether you do smooth jazz, you know, we really are connected. We're a family. We really are a family. So when it comes to music and entertainment, if you got somebody, you know, around you that don't want to push with you, honey, get them out of your circle real fast and in a hurry. Take out your big boy scissors and chop. Matter of fact, don't take out no scissors. Get your lawnmower. You know what I mean? Get your hacksaw, whatever you need, baby. You know, whatever you got to do, cut them loose. Some people, you just can't cut them loose just like that. Baby, you got to take out your lawnmower to cut them loose. You got to take out a hacksaw to cut them loose. You know what I mean? You got to take out everything you can to cut them bad boys loose. Because you know why? You know why, honey? Now here comes the life lesson. You know why you got to take all that out for some people to cut them loose? Because they don't understand. Their head is made out of marbles. Their head is made out of stone. Their head made out of bricks. They don't understand. You know they don't understand. So listen. So what you got to do, you got to get serious. You got to take all kind of blades out to cut them suckers loose. Because you know what? They got a rubber band attachment. You ever heard of somebody with a rubber band attachment? You cut them loose and they just rubber band on back right to you. Yeah, they do. I done had them kind, honey. Them kind, you could tell them, you're lost. I ain't got time. You know what I mean? You still stuck on stupid. You could tell them whatever. And they still come right back. They still come running right back. Honey, it could be 10 years down the line. They still at the same point in life trying to keep running back you. I'm talking about friends or whatever. All kind of things like that. You got to just come to, you got to be cold, you know. You got to be like, y'all ever seen two dogs mating and they get stuck together. They can't get loose. And you got to throw some water on them. Oh, Lord. You got to throw some water on them to get them loose. That's what I'm talking about. Them kind of folks that just keep sticking on to you. Honey, you got to get the real stuff out. The kind of folks are loose. You got to get you a hacksaw to get them folks loose. I'm telling you, everything. Yes, you do. You almost got to throw a grenade on them and blow them up. Not for real. No, I'm not talking about in the real. No, I ain't talking about blowing nobody up. I don't want the FBI up in the studio, okay? I'm talking about, you know, grenades, you know, to cut loose that energy or whatever they dealing with because they on a whole nother level. You trying to get to, you know, where you going with your goals and your talent and everything, and they still trying to sit somewhere in a corner scratching their head and want to stick around you. Hard to get rid of them rotten potatoes. Get rid of them. They just like fruit. You ever had some fruit in your house and you forgot to eat it? And it ruined it and go bad. Honey, that's the way them kind of people is. They sit in the corner. They don't care if you forget about them. They don't care if you don't say nothing to them. They just going to still sit there and be ruined. Get rid of them losers. Okay, I don't like to talk like that, but it's for real. We got all kind of folks. And people with them kind of energies, you don't need that. So listen, the next song that's coming up by Van is Fake Love. Lord have mercy. Fake Love. Oh, well, let's check out this song. Fake Love. Check it out.
Hey, I gotta show something. Check this out.
I never meant to mean you wrong. I guess I was just trying to get along. But growing up in faces, I could never guess really what I was. Trying to be nice, but I'm lying that I'm right. I'm really not okay, but you're being very kind. Writing songs about how I got so stuck in my life. I guess that I'm to blame all along this time. Fake love, somewhere in my mind. A love cause, haunted by the night. Waiting all day, wait until I'm gay. Can't you see this is not how I'm supposed to be? Fake love, living every day.
About. That's a really nice tune, nice melody, and nice ballad. Yes, it is a nice ballad. Really nice. Really enjoyed both of those songs from Van, Van the artist. Once again, his name is Van. Enjoyed it very much because we can relate to what he's saying. He's talking about his real-life experiences, and we've been down that road. Yes, indeed. Now, listen, I got a word from my sponsors. I want you to take a listen to this.
Linked Luxury is a brand where luxury meets affordability. We want to create something that is truly significant. Our mission is to make sure the best customer service experience is given to each and every one of our customers.
Listen, it's Linked Luxury, linkedluxury.com. Linked Luxury is an online women's boutique offering all types of apparel, accessories, and more. It's a brand where luxury meets affordability. I want you to visit linkedluxury.com, and you can find some of the latest styles and trends. Also, check this out, guys. You can save 20% off on your first order. And with Linked Luxury, you don't just live a little, you live a luxury. I want you guys to check out the site. It's really cool. There's a lot of nice, trendy items on the site for the ladies. She has tops, she has bottoms, jogging pants. She also has things for if you are curvy, a little curvy like me, a little curvy. And if you're plus size, she has things for you. She has dresses, jewelry, hair accessories. You can really find your shopping needs on the site. And once again, that is Linked Luxury, baby. Linked Luxury. I'm telling you, she got some really nice items on the site. Once again, it is Linked Luxury. Linked Luxury. All right, now up next, I have a super cool artist, really, really bad. His name is Brendan Hamilton. Brendan Hamilton. I want you guys to check him out. He's a singer, songwriter. He's a producer, Brendan Hamilton. He's alternative soul artist from New York City, and he does have different types of music. He takes his influences from Sting, people like Peter Gabriel. It's his muse, Marvin Gaye. Yes, indeed. And so Brendan taught himself how to play piano at age 12. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? He taught himself how to play the piano at age 12. Oh, my gosh. Chili Dogs and Beans. Do you hear that? Yes. He began writing songs in the vein of his idols. And so with soaring vocals and infectious rhythms, Brendan has branched off into a combination of genre of soul and EDM. Y'all, did y'all hear what I say, honey? He got some stuff for us. Yes, he do. Yes, I do. In a moment, I got something else for you, and then I'm coming right back up with this particular song. This is Chasing Dreams. Take a listen to this.
Like a diamond shining, girl, I work it. I've been a vibe that I've never felt before. I want your touch, come and give me some more. You're right, fire, feeling hot. I can see into your soul and I know why it's the spot. Lying next to me, feeling high. I can tell this moment will never expire. Everybody chasing.
All right. You all know the story about my DJ. You know, he only get paid $1.75 an hour. So sometimes he goes outside and take a cigarette break. You know what I mean? He leaves me up in the studio booth, you know, to manage everything all at one time. Now, how am I supposed to turn on the lights, keep the fans going, the air conditioners, and run everything that he's supposed to be doing? He out there taking a cigarette break. And I said, oh, Lord, he just puts on, cues up, takes and drinks. All right, now, listen. This is Brendan Hamilton. I want y'all to check this out. This song is called Where Do Aliens Run? Where do aliens run? I want y'all to take a listen to this bad boy. Take a listen. Brendan Hamilton.
Oh, to see the sunrise in a sinking joyride, I do, yeah. Oh, to be the sunshine, a million sparkling miles from there, to you, do, yeah. Like we go, where is the land of tomorrow? I know three faces will breathe though. I've been too ready to leave though. They're full of stars to retrieve you. Where do the aliens run? Oh, to be like no one. Learn there is one more, I swear. I do, yeah. That's right, wherever the moon is, I think it might come. You better ship soon. Start feeling the mountain, might make a star trail the mountain. What's up? There's nothing to lose. Where's the party? Where do the people like we go? Where is the land of tomorrow? And all three faces will grieve so. I've been too ready to leave though. The full of stars to retrieve you. Where do the aliens run to?
Can you dig it? I can dig it, baby. You know, I did, Mr. Hamilton, Brendan Hamilton. Yeah, where did aliens run to? Hardy, let me tell you something. That song almost sounds like the story of my life. You know what I mean? So we know what he's talking about. He's talking about people, you know, different type of people. Sometimes when you different, you almost feel like you don't fit nowhere. So, you know, people that's creative, people that's artists, people that's entertainers, you know, people that say, they say we larger than life. They say you too much, horny. And so I always heard them say, they say, girl, you just too much. Y'all ever heard that? You just too much, horny. So Mr. Hamilton, you know, his level of creativity, he really is a genius. You know, because who could these things up here at 12 years old? I was trying to look and see what the boys was doing. You know, at 12, well, at least I was at 12 years old. I was looking around and see what the boys were doing. So listen, he's teaching himself how to play the piano at 12 years old. Where do aliens run to? I like that. That's a nice club dance music. I'm telling you, you can get your aerobics on to that song. Yeah, you can. I'm telling you, that's a bad, bad song. Yeah, it can be attached to films, Hollywood. Now, I told y'all about the site, Taxi.com. Let me mention that. That song kind of reminded me of Taxi.com. If you're not familiar with Taxi.com, T-A-X-I, Taxi.com, it's a great site for artists where you can submit your music and they will attach you to someone that's writing a film. I'm not just talking about somebody just walking down the street calling themselves writing a movie. No, baby. I'm talking about people in Hollywood, you know, that's looking for someone with music. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen. It do cost $295 a year. So they're not playing no games with you, okay? They separating the fakers from the real. Yeah. So listen, Taxi.com has been around since 1992, hooking people up, but you got to come with the goods. You got to come with the good stuff. You got to come with the real stuff. And so where do aliens run to? That's a really nice, cool mix. Yes, you can get your groove on, you can get your dance. I can just see that song to a movie. You know, you see these movies where people, like one of them killer movies, you know, people, them murdering people, and they be up in the club and something happened to them, they disappear and they got the music going, boocha, 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 boocha. So, yeah, what the aliens run to would be, you know, playing the score for that kind of music. You know what I mean? So, listen, I am really out of time. It's been a stone cold blast with Brendan Hamilton and Van. It's been an awesome, awesome time. But y'all, I'm out of time. Yeah, I got to go find a DJ so I can whoop his ass. You know what I mean? Because he just don't do his job around here. He don't do his job for me. I am telling you, I'm telling you, I'm going to have me some more help. Y'all know any help I can find? But this amount of time, guess what? I get to come back and do it all over.